This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered near the White House in Washington, D.C. today on the 10th day of demonstrations against racism and police brutality spawned by the death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Many in the crowd walked along the newly named Black Lives Matter Plaza, a short distance from the White House. Early in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that as a result of peaceful protests on Saturday, he had ordered the National Guard to start withdrawing 5,000 troops from Washington that had been called to the city to quell violent demonstrations that erupted a week ago. More than 10,000 people protested peacefully in Washington on Saturday. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said no protesters were arrested on Saturday, but speaking on Fox News Sunday, she attacked Trump and his administration for flooding the city with federal police and National Guard troops in the last week to quell protests that at times became violent. She said, this is her quote, "What we saw last week was basically an invasion of our city." And once again, that's Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Anti-racism protests were held across the world Sunday. Tens of thousands of demonstrators turned out in Rome, Berlin, London, and Paris. While some protests were sparked by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American man in Minneapolis, European countries are also citing their own instances of racist violence. Donning masks, thousands of people went to Rome's People's Square on Sunday in the city's first major demonstration against racism. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets in London as well. Some were outside the U.S. embassy, though organizers noted they wanted to address racism in Britain. One of the slogans was, "The UK is not innocent." From Washington, this is VOA News.